بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا ولا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي. رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد لا بأس به. سيدنا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه رسم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned you should not accompany except a believer. You should not befriend or accompany except a believer. And none but a believer or righteous person should eat your food. None but a righteous person should eat your food. Two things have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, that a person should befriend a believer. Why? Because the believer will remind him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His associating with a believer will be such that the believer who has iman in his heart, he's a believer, his lifestyle, his behavior, his attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the deen, towards the sharia, towards the sunnah, will be a correct one. The person, if he is accompanying a person who's not a believer, then obviously that person is not going to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at heart. He is not going to be concerned about salat because there is no salat for him. He is not going to be concerned about what he eats, whether it's halal or haram. So when a person is going to befriend or accompany a disbeliever, then those qualities will come unto him. His evil acquaintances and his cravings, his desires, all those things will also affect this person. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that when you make somebody your companion, and you're going to make somebody your friend, then it should be a believer. Because our test in this world is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every action that we do and wherever we are, whether we are at home, whether we are traveling, whether we are abroad, whether we are doing a business deal, wherever we are at home or at school, then our attachment always should be with the sharia, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, a person who is going to remind you of Allah Rabbul Izzat, of your Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of your deen, of your obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person is the person you should befriend. And the second part of the hadith, وَلَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيٌ. The word taqi means a pious person, a righteous person. He should be eating your food. In other words, when you are giving a dawat, just a normal dawat at home, or wherever it is, then try and call a pious person. And the ulama explained this, why? You see, when a pious person is going to partake of your food, so your food is going to go into his system, into his belly. It's going to turn into blood and energy. And that will give him the taqat and the strength to perform good deeds, righteous deeds. So in other words, the food that you gave him became a means of his doing certain good deeds. And inshallah, through that, his good deeds, you will also be rewarded. And take the converse, that you fed a person who is committing zina, is drinking, he's an evil person, doesn't care about the deen, doesn't care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's sinning, he's living an immoral life, then you are feeding him or her, then this food is now turning into blood and energy, and then that person is going making zina. Of course, you're not going to be sinful, but your food was then used for an energy that was use for evil things. Now, which one would you prefer? Making your food become a means of somebody turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing some righteous deeds, good deeds, or you want your money and your food to be spent on that person who is going to make zina, who is going to be disobeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Rasul says, وَلَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيٌّ. Any pious person should eat your food. In fact, when a person eats at a person's home, then the host is given a dua by the guest. The guest says that أَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ. May the pious people eat your food. Oh, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, as Hakim Sahib mentioned, that amongst the dua, أَفْتَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ. Rasul says that when a person eats by somebody's house, then you are the guest and you should give the host a dua. What do you tell him? أفطر عندكم الصائمون أكل طعامكم الأبرار وسلط عليكم الملائكة. Three duas you're giving him. May the angels of mercy make dua for you. Imagine you're telling the person, may Allah's angels make dua for you. So you're giving him dua and you're telling him, may the angels make maghfirat for you. Then may the pious people eat your food, and also people who are fasting, may they make iftar by your house. Why? Because when you are going to give iftar to a fasting person, then you will also get the reward for his roza. And similarly, a pious person, then your food will be then utilized in him obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be rewarded. However, an important point to be understand here is, if a person is a sinner, whether he's committing zina or whatever he's doing, but if the person genuinely is hungry and he needs food, and ulama explained that if you're not going to give him food, he's going to die, and in that case, you don't look whether he's pious or impious, you should feed the person. This is our deen, so balanced. The normal circumstance, not when a person is dying, you just got a choice, call a few friends home, or you want to feed some people, then try and feed the pious people so that they, and the food that you are giving them will be used in a good way. But if a person is in need and he's hungry, so then you don't look whether the person is pious or impious, then you feed him. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد صحيح وقال الترمذي حديث حسن. Very similar to the hadith we did now. The Rasulullah says, a person follows the religion, the deen, the creed of his brother, his bosom friend, Khalil. Khalil means his bosom friend. One who you see him all the time, always associating with him. Wherever you see these two people always together. So what will you say? That this person is on the deen, the religion of his bosom friend. You will associate both of them together with the same deen. Why? Because they're always together. Therefore, Rasul says that a person should be careful and consider carefully who he chooses as his bosom friend. So when you're choosing a friend, you should see who is that person. Again, is he Allah conscious? Is he going to bring deen in his life? Is his namaz conscious? Does he make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is the person who is just going to gamble? He's just going to waste his life? He's going to be doing evil things? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has mentioned 5 points in choosing a righteous friend. And amongst those things of what he has mentioned is, a person should see when he's choosing a friend that the person who is he is going to befriend is an intelligent person. He's sane. Number two, the person has a good character. His akhlaq is good. He's soft, he's kind, he's merciful. He's not harsh, he's not cruel, he's not hard-hearted. Number three, he should not befriend an open sinner, a fasiq. Why? Because a fasiq openly he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not care. He's brazen. So he is not going, when he is not going to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is going to be loyal to you? And then he says, number four, you should not befriend an innovator who brings in false practices in Islam. And fifthly, he says, the person should not befriend a person who is greedy and who chases and hankers after the luxuries of this world. Because in the love of the world is going to come into your heart. So when you choose a friend, look for a person who is pious, who has good akhlaq, he's going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's conscious about his deen, his salat. When he speaks, you will benefit from his speech. You will not also become immoral and use vulgar language. Many times you see friends together, when you see the type of language that they're using, person is using vulgar language, he's swearing, mocking others, making ghiba, carrying tales, then such a person, we should not make him our friend. Ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili. Again, Rasul says that the person follows the deen of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Then you should carefully consider who you befriend. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal and to understand. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.